local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, now 74 at our studios. More from Dr. Bill with his forecast coming up in just minutes. Right now, here's traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Traffic starting to build in Tillman's Court and Theodore along Highway 90. Also from Dolphin and Airport and Spring Hill at 65. Westbound I-10 looks good so far, coming in from the Eastern Shore downtown across the Bayway. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle. It's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's that time of year. It's on everyone's mind. You've made your plans and preparations if a hurricane impacts our area. Now, what you need more than anything else is accurate information. Where is the storm going? How intense are the winds? What kind of storm surge can you expect? When you need to know, you need Dr. Bill Williams, founder of the University of South Alabama's Coastal Weather Research Center and Mobile's only full-time radio meteorologist. When the information matters, and it has to be right, Mobile's first choice is Dr. Bill Williams on FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings of that band. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us 735 for the weekend weather scale, plus a look at the tropics. That's all coming your way. Plus, Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking this hour. And we got sports with Dalton, headlines with Kelly in just a second, and headlines on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things, top stories of the day. China threatens retaliation for the president's planned tariff hike. That goes into effect September 1st. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Plus, the true cost of tolls for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway. That story up on our list. Three big things. An Alabama Vaping Act now in effect. Big changes for Alabama's vaping laws in effect as of yesterday. The Stringer-Drummond Vaping Act brings in several new vaping regulations. We'll talk about that. Plus, you can check the stories out. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Right now, Kelly's got more headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to hear an appeal means the state of Alabama may have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics as a result of the state unsuccessfully attempting to ban what's known as common second trimester abortion procedures, dilation and evacuation. Last week, lawyers for abortion clinics said that they will seek to recoup $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. The state of Alabama is responsible for the plaintiff's fees after federal courts ruled the law unconstitutional. 3 years ago, the state sought to ban the abortion procedure. Clinics filed a lawsuit, and a judge ruled the ban unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court, just last June, refused to hear the state's appeal. The lawsuit also successfully challenged a law blocking clinics near schools. Right now, there is an ongoing lawsuit challenging Alabama's attempt to ban abortions altogether. One arrest has been made in the shooting death of a Mobile teen, and this morning police need your help to find two more people they believe are also involved. 17-year-old Tydarius Jones was shot and killed as he and a group of teenagers were on Rickerby Street back on July 30th. Mobile police need your help in locating 20-year-old Christine Edwards and 19-year-old Eric McCorvey Jr. Both are wanted for the shooting death of Jones, and both have active arrest warrants right now. 21-year-old Xavier Flake, he was arrested August 1st. He's been charged with murder and shooting into an occupied dwelling. If you have information on either of their whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact 251-208 7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An SUV police believe was involved in a deadly hit and run was found Thursday. This morning, police are still looking for the driver. The crash happened Tuesday night on Cervantes Street near the intersection of Pace Boulevard. Police say the speeding SUV hit a man attempting to cross the street on a cane. A man is in jail this morning charged with a murder that happened this week in 8 Mile. 25-year-old Dagasian McGrew is accused of killing 21-year-old George Lavrette. Lavrette was found shot to death Monday night in a car at the corner of Hiawatha Court in Indian Springs Drive. Mobile Fire Rescue is inviting the public to check out some new equipment. The department will debut 8 new fire engines and 2 ladder trucks. You can see the new trucks at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Berger Fire Station in Theodore. And back-to-school savings can be found in Florida beginning today until midnight Tuesday. Clothes, shoes, accessories, and school supplies are all exempt from sales tax. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino, we've heard about the faulty 3M earplug cases out there. How do y'all prove people have had damages?
This is a very unique case. We can look at a person's history diagnostically. And what I mean by that is we take every hearing test, they're called audiograms, through the service member's history. And everyone has a baseline audiogram before they're allowed to enter the military. And you can't have bad hearing and go in the military. We're seeing that everybody has fine hearing when they enter the military. And then we track every single audiogram. We chart it out and we create this really cool, unique graph that shows that when 2003 came along and they were issued these earplugs, their hearing just plummeted. And we're seeing that time and time again through actual audiograms. And that's an objective test. You can't argue with that.
All right. So how do we get a personalized assessment of our damages?
All you have to do is call Taylor Martino. You can find our number by Googling Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
This is Rhona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Football's officially back, an All-Pro center comes out of retirement, and the Babe Ruth World Series begins in Mobile today. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons 14-10 last night in the Hall of Fame game. That's the first preseason game of the 2019 NFL season. Broncos rookie Juwan Winfrey caught the game-winning touchdown pass from fellow rookie Brett Rypien with a minute and a half left in the game. Neither Atlanta's Matt Ryan nor Denver's Joe Flacco started or played in last night's game, but Broncos' second-round selection, Missouri quarterback Drew Locke, did get his first taste of NFL action. Locke completed 7 of 11 passes for 34 yards and rushed once for 6 yards. Next Thursday, 20 more NFL teams will take the field for their first preseason games of the season. In some NFL news from yesterday, former Carolina Panthers center Ryan Khalil, who retired following the 2018 season, announced that he's coming out of retirement already. Khalil's reportedly heading to the New York Jets after signing a one-year deal for $8.4 million. Khalil is a 5-time Pro Bowl selection and a 2-time first-team All-Pro. He had retired after the 2018 season following a 12-year run with the Panthers. On the PGA Tour, Byung-Hun An and Sungjae Im each shot 8-under par 62s yesterday to share the lead after one round at the Wyndham Championship. Mackenzie Hughes, Rory Sabatini, Patrick Rogers, and Johnson Wagner all tied for third, one stroke behind the leaders, with a group of 9 more golfers tied 2 shots behind those leaders. The Wyndham Championship is the final PGA Tour event before the FedEx Cup playoffs begin. Round 2 got started at 6 o'clock this morning. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-1 in a game that was shortened to 7 innings because of rain. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman hit a first-inning 3-run shot that put the Braves ahead early.
Swing and a high fly ball hit deep toward left field. That ball is to the track. That ball is gone. Opposite field home run.
Then in the sixth inning, outfielder Adam Duvall hit a solo home run, his fifth homer in six games since Atlanta recalled him from the minor leagues.
And a high fly ball is hammered by Duvall. Did he do it again? He's done it again! Way out of here for Duvall!
Those calls from the Braves network on Fox Sports Southeast. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried only allowed one run in six innings for his 12th win of the season. In other games, JT Realmuto hit a three-run homer, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat San Francisco 10-2. St. Louis shut out Chicago 8-0 to retake a one-game lead in the NL Central Division. Should say that's the Chicago Cubs, not the White Sox. And Will Smith hit a grand slam, his second straight game with a homer, leading the LA Dodgers past San Diego 8-2. In the win, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw passed Sandy Koufax for the third most strikeouts in Dodgers history. In the American League, Garrett Cole allowed one run in seven innings, leading Houston past Cleveland 7-1. Tampa Bay completed a three-game sweep of the Boston Red Sox with a 9-4 win. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit two home runs, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Baltimore 11-2. In interleague play, Miami beat Minnesota 5-4 in 12 innings. The New York Mets shut out the Chicago White Sox 4-0, and Oakland beat Milwaukee 5-3. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears were shut out 6-0 by the Jackson Generals in their road series opener. The Bay Bears have lost five games in a row and 14 of their last 15. They'll try to end the streak tonight in Jackson, Tennessee. First pitch is at 6:05. Here at home, the 2019 Babe Ruth Baseball 16-18 World Series, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority, begins right here today. Most of the tournament will be played at Jacobs Field on the University of Mobile campus, but since Mobile is making history this year, one game tonight will be played at Hank Aaron Stadium. Beginning at 7 o'clock, they'll hold the opening ceremony festivities, followed by the Alabama Raw Dogs taking on China, and then following that, a fireworks show there at the Hank. This is the first time that China baseball has played a game in the state of Alabama, and the first time that China has competed in the 16-18 Babe Ruth World Series. The tournament will run through next Friday, August the 9th. For more information, visit BabeRuthWorldSeries.org. 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway once again from the 1065 split heading northbound. From Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt all the way to Pritchard and Saraland. We've got light traffic and accident-free conditions continue. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, good start on the way in. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. About 12, 13 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and that weekend weather scale, plus a look at the tropics. Stay close for that. Also, it's time to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Man, I am good. Larry, you mentioned to me you've got, I think the technical term you used was gobs and gobs of inventory.
We got a lot full, and we got a big lot now, so we got plenty of vehicles. We got over 100 on the ground right now, so we got tremendous selection, trucks, cars, sport utilities, you name it. I think we got it.
You know, I think about this time of year, back to school coming this month, those third rows have got to be really popular.
They're real hot right now, and we got some more coming in today, as a matter of fact, so we'll be ready for the big weekend.
All right. You also have gobs and gobs of selection for financing.
Absolutely. That's what we pride ourselves in. You know, we've built a lot of good relationships with the credit unions, the banks, the finance companies, the local lenders, and lenders throughout the Southeast, so we're able to help our customers get the best rates possible.
All right, so it's time for folks to come out and check out that inventory on the gigantic lot at LCM. Tell them how to find you.
We're on Highway 90 West at Plantation Road. We're online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:23 on the way. President Trump talking tariffs as another round of tariffs to be imposed on China. We'll give you some of the details coming up in just a second. And now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two new names being mentioned in the race for the congressional seat that U.S. Representative Martha Roby will vacate next year. State Representative Will Dismukes is a Republican from Prattville. He made his announcement of his candidacy on Thursday for the Republican nomination. Right now, he is serving in his first term in the legislature and is a businessman and minister. Jeff Coleman, a Dothan businessman, says he is also running for the seat. Coleman is the owner and operator of Coleman Worldwide, a global moving and storage company based in Dothan, and is the former chairman of the Business Council of Alabama. Just last week, Roby announced that she would not seek a sixth term representing the Central and Southeast Alabama District. Political insiders say expect to hear more names coming forward and announcing that they, too, are also interested in vying for the 2020 seat. More information this morning on the recent arrest of a 25-year-old man who the Mobile County Sheriff's Office believes is the person who shot and killed George Leverett III. On Wednesday, MCSO executed a search warrant at the Knollwood Apartments around 6 p.m., and that search led to the arrest of 25-year-old Dougasian McGrew. Leverett was killed back on July 29th of this year around the area of Indian Springs Drive in Hiawatha Court. McGrew is right now being charged with use and possession of drug paraphernalia, murder, forged instrument first, possession, forged instrument first, possession, forged instrument first, and possession, marijuana first. A possible motive for the crime has not yet been released. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:25, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Hopefully you get out and get outside this weekend, whether you go rodeo in Foley or enjoy this. Started yesterday, 5 days of snapper season still tacked on here at the end, and we fished through Monday for snapper. So it was yesterday, it's today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday.
And that's the last hurrah, right?
Well, it could be. Could maybe. Be. If for some reason the quota's not met, may get some more days around Labor Day, says Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, which, by the way, he joins us tomorrow for an in-depth look at the regulation changes that went into effect August 1st. He talks to Mike Ward and myself tomorrow at 7 a.m., right before Prep Sports Report with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. All right, President Trump talking tariffs and talking China.
Frankly, it hasn't cost our consumer anything. It costs China. I think if China had their wish, they'd wait till after the election, they'll pray that Trump loses, and then they'll make a deal with a stiff, somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
All right, so what's happening? 10% tariff on $3 billion more in Chinese goods. That starts September 1st. The president says he announced on Twitter that the United States would impose tariffs on an additional $300 billion worth of Chinese imports beginning September 1st. And it's he says this is something that will be, I guess, in the meantime between now and his reelection, he says, right? That this is a little motivator. People say he's breaking his pledge that he did in June to not raise tariffs while the talks continue. Now, trade negotiators had returned from China with trade negotiations that failed to produce a breakthrough. The White House described the meeting from Wednesday as constructive, but declaring the talks would continue in Washington in September. So if this is some added leverage. If you're going to have the talks in September, you say, hey, September 1st, we're putting these additional tariffs on. And which, by the way, these would be, looking through the list, more the retail items. Because it's been, we've had Chinese tariffs, but they have been things that not in all cases have been regular, everyday retail items. This would affect more things that you buy every day.
Right, and that would be passed on to the consumer.
That's right, like that's that, right. The consumer ends up paying.
And it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride because at the beginning of the week, I was reading stories that we were actually coming even closer to this trade deal with China.
Right.
And then the reports came out with the president saying, actually, China's wanting to wait until after that 2020 election, hoping that they have Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren in office.
That's right. And Chinese officials have also pushed back on this.
Yeah, they responded yesterday to the news, and it was a Chinese spokeswoman who came out and said China will have to take necessary countermeasures to resolutely defend its core interests. We don't want to fight, but we aren't afraid to. Then she called on Washington to, quote, abandon its illusions, correct mistakes, and return to consultations based on equality and mutual respect.
It sounds like negotiations are ongoing.
Ongoing.
There you go. 727 FM Talk 106.5. And also, speaking of money, it sounded like this in the Senate yesterday.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
There you go. They passed the budget that came out of the House, and the Senate signed off on what will be not only a very big hike in the budget and deficit spending, but 2 years before they have to ask again for they have to vote again to be able to raise the debt ceiling. Mitch McConnell said, hey, it was the deal that was struck.
This deal is an opportunity to do exactly that. This is the agreement the administration has negotiated. This is the deal the House has passed. This is the deal President Trump is waiting and eager to sign into law.
Okay, so Mitch McConnell either was just being Mitch McConnell or a bit sounded like he was in a hostage video to me there. Rand Paul had a comment on that budget yesterday.
This may well be the most fiscally irresponsible thing we've done in the history of the United States.
All right, and one thing I would point out, you can go back through audio of Senator Rand Paul, no matter who's in office when there's deficit spending, he points it out. So here we go, more deficit spending for the United States. By the way, we'll ask Senator Doug Jones when he joins us a little after 8 o'clock this morning how he voted on that budget and a whole lot more. Senator joins us at 8:05 this morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. Check in with News 5 and then Dr. Bill. He's got our forecast and the weekend weather scale. It's all coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are looking for two more suspects they believe shot and killed a teenager as they opened fire on a group of boys near Rickerby Park in Mobile. Investigators say Kristen Edwards and Eric McCorvey Jr. both have active warrants. 21-year-old Xavier Flake is already charged with murder in that case. He was booked into jail early Thursday morning. A woman accused of throwing a drink at Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to the charges. Amanda Kondratiev pleaded guilty to assault. She admits throwing a drink at the congressman outside of a town hall meeting in Pensacola. Alabama's new vaping laws are now in effect. The Stringer Drummond Vaping Act was created by two Mobile County state representatives. The new law prevents the sale of vaping products to those younger than 19. It also requires vape shops to have a tobacco license, and it prohibits advertising for vaping products near schools or daycares. The 22nd annual professional rodeo is happening this weekend in Foley. It kicked off last night at the Foley Horse Arena. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
President Trump says he's not too concerned with recent North Korean missile testing.
And that means putting off potential discussions today for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who happens to be close by.
We stand ready to continue our diplomatic conversation with the North Koreans. I regret that it looks like I'm not going to have an opportunity to do that while I'm here in Bangkok.
At the same time, on a similar matter, Pompeo announcing the U.S. is withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Missile Treaty with Russia amid claims Russia's been violating the three-decades-old accord. Bob Costantini, The White House.
The primary U.S. negotiator with the Taliban in Afghanistan is reportedly making progress in talks aimed at a U.S. troop drawdown. If successful, American forces in the region could be reduced from 15,000 to between 8,000 and 9,000 in the coming months. Potential U.S. tariff hikes on China look to drive markets on Wall Street down at the opening bell today. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. ExxonMobil reported earnings per share of 73 cents. Analysts had expected 66 cents a share, so ExxonMobil shares are up 1% already pre-market. We'll hear from Chevron soon as well. Investors looking closely for guidance on cash return to shareholders and results from refining from both oil companies. Sprint reports quarterly earnings today as well. Verizon climbed after the telecom giant posted better than expected second quarter earnings and increased its full-year profit guidance yesterday. Economists polled by Refinitiv anticipate today's jobs report will show the economy added 164,000 jobs in July. That would be well below June's stronger than expected 224,000, but still above the average over the past 3 months. Unemployment is expected to hold steady at 3.7%. After a high-flying morning, stocks tanked after President Trump tweeted that the U.S. will put more tariffs on Chinese goods. The Dow lost 280 points, the S&P dropped 27, and the Nasdaq shed 64. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, it feels like summer out there. No question.
Well, the humidity is back, that's for sure, and will increase over the weekend, and that's what we normally think of for the month of August. And we'll see some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. That's going to keep temperature down a little bit. We got to 94 yesterday. Looks like today just about 90 degrees. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening, low tonight in the low 70s. And then for tomorrow and Sunday, partly cloudy with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. And the high temperatures will be around 90 degrees. Normal high for this time of the year is 91. Next week, well, at least the beginning of the week anyway, at typical August weather with thunderstorms in the afternoon, Monday and Tuesday, and keeping temperatures around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Still quite a bit of activity. That tropical wave that we looked at last week has finally made it to the East Coast and is producing a lot of thunderstorm activity over the Florida Peninsula. But most of the activity now is out over the Atlantic. There is a tropical wave that is approaching the Windward Islands, but it's still quite a ways away from the islands. And it has the potential of becoming a tropical depression over the next few days. Its likely track would take it toward Puerto Rico and possibly after that into the Bahamas next week. And also two more tropical waves, one out in the Atlantic farther to the east, and another one coming off the African coast. So we'll be looking at these for quite a while.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, I mean, we're not at the peak of hurricane season, but August, a busy month.
It is, and the actual peak of the season is around the 14th of September, so we've got a long ways to go. And that just simply means we have the second half of the season begins on the September 14th. But we were talking about the last hour that one of the most powerful hurricanes of all occurred in the middle part of August. 50 years ago, Hurricane Camille struck the Mississippi coast, and that was a Category 5 hurricane.
And the loss of life was significant for the width. It wasn't a huge storm in width, but it killed dozens of people.
Yeah, it was a small storm, but with winds of over 200 miles per hour estimated for the sustained winds with gusts as high as around 220. So it was an awesome storm. The one last year, Michael, was a powerful hurricane. It has been classified as Category 5 that went into the eastern Florida panhandle. It was also a very small hurricane that did not cover a large area, but those were two very powerful hurricanes. And we've had, looks like about four or five hurricanes that have had a Category 5 status when they've reached the coast of the United States.
Is there any kind of equivalency for the size of the storm and the intensity? I mean, I think about Katrina that took up the entire Gulf, I think, at one point before it made it in. It was a 5 when it was out in the Gulf, but reduced. But then I think about an Andrew and others. Are 5s normally compact or wider, or is there any rule to that?
Yeah, generally the Category 5s tend to be the smaller hurricanes are very, very powerful. Katrina was very, very large, and one of the factors there was undergoing a eye wall replacement cycle, which means that the original eye begin to deteriorate and a larger one forms and takes over. And when it struck the coast, it was in the process in between of the initial eye wall was still present, the new one was forming, and that made it a very, very large hurricane.
Hopefully we don't have those kind of stories for a long, long time, Dr. Bill.
You're right.
Hopefully that's all in the history books. All right. The weekend is here. Lots to do out there this weekend, so people paying attention to our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say, Doc?
Well, we're going to be faced with increasing humidity and a few afternoon thunderstorms, but that's what we expect this time of the year. So I'm going to go with a 1.7. 720.
It's not bad.
All right, not too bad.
Take it here in August. And listen, I'll take a 1.7720 in August any day. Any day.
Yeah, and your best time for outside activities is going to be in the morning, possibly getting into the early afternoon. But after that, the risk increases for thunderstorm activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, PhD in it, Dr. Bill Williams. 740, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Dallas.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Toy Recovery Traffic Center, South Water Street and Dolphin Street. Got an accident without injuries. Gale Street between Virginia Street and Miami Street. Also another one without injuries. As traffic flow is starting to pick up westbound lanes along I-10. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, but no other major backups or delays. Saturday night, August 10th at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington. It's school bus racing with the Pure Stocks, Pro Trucks, the Sportsman and Outlaws, and Spectator Racing as well. Just $10 at the gate. See them at Mobile Speedway. Speedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill calling for those showers in the afternoons through the weekend. Normal summertime weather here along the Gulf Coast. By the way, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Senator Doug Jones joins us. We'll talk with him starting around 8:06. Now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of D.C. this morning may have a big impact on thousands of Alabama residents who rely on food stamps each month. This based on the Trump administration's proposal to end the assistance. The proposal would eliminate the automatic food stamp qualification for recipients through the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, also known as TAMF. Under its current structure, some TAMF recipients make more than the limit to qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but are still eligible for the additional benefits. According to the Department of Human Resources data from May, the most current month available, more than 716,000 Alabama residents or 338,000 plus households right now receive food stamp benefits each month. Alabama has 15,926 TAMF recipients, with the vast majority, 13,050, being children. Altogether, 7,321 Alabama households receive TAMP, and the average monthly payment is $86.09 per recipient. Under the new Trump plan, the households would have to be eligible for at least $50 per month in benefits for at least 6 months to be eligible for food stamps. Those who receive non-financial benefits, except for those with subsidized employment, work support, or child care, would not be automatically eligible for food stamps. Under the proposal, some 3 million of the country's 36 million food stamp recipients would no longer be eligible for food stamps. This morning, Gulf Shores police need your help. They're searching for a number of suspects who entered several businesses in Gulf Shores along Gulf Shores Parkway and used a stolen debit card fraudulently back on July 24th. There is video surveillance. It did capture several images of the suspects, but authorities need your help in identifying them. If you have information, call 251-968-9841. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our future calendar is as hot as a July bottle rocket. Coming up August 1st through 10th at the University of Mobile Jacobs Field, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Babe Ruth World Series 16-18U baseball tournament. Qualified teams from all over the U.S. and China will be competing for the world championship. For more info, visit BabeRuthWorldSeries.org. Go all out. We do.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An SUV police believe was involved in a deadly hit and run was found Thursday. This morning, police are still looking for the driver. The crash happened Tuesday night on Cervantes Street near the intersection of Pace Boulevard. Police say the speeding SUV hit a man attempting to cross the street on a cane. A man is in jail this morning charged with a murder that happened this week in 8 Mile. 25-year-old Dagasian McCrew is accused of killing 21-year-old George Lavrette. Lavrette was found shot dead Monday night in a car at the corner of Hiawatha Court in Indian Springs Drive. Mobile Fire Rescue is inviting the public to check out some new equipment. The department will debut 8 new fire engines and 2 ladder trucks. You can see the new trucks at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Berger Fire Station in Theodore. And back-to-school savings can be found in Florida beginning today until midnight Tuesday. Clothes, shoes, accessories, and school supplies are all exempt from sales tax. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's the Flashback Sale at Mattress Firm. We're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A flashback price of $169 on a new Sleepy's Queen mattress. Plus, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. And Wednesday through Sunday, take home a free adjustable base with a purchase of just $599. But hurry in, these awesome blast from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama.
Changing lives one drop at a time.
Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
The 2019 football season is officially here. An All-Pro center comes out of retirement, and the Babe Ruth World Series begins today in Mobile. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons 14-10 last night in the Hall of Fame game, the first preseason game of the 2019 NFL season. Broncos rookie receiver Juwan Winfrey caught the game-winning touchdown pass from fellow rookie Brett Rypien with a minute and a half left in the game. Neither Atlanta's Matt Ryan nor Denver's Joe Flacco started or played in last night's game, but Broncos' second-round selection, Missouri quarterback Drew Locke, did get his first taste of NFL action. Locke completed 7 of 11 passes for 34 yards and rushed once for 6 yards. Next Thursday, 20 more NFL teams will take the field for their first preseason games of the season. In some NFL news from yesterday, former Carolina Panthers center Ryan Khalil retired following the 2018 season. The news yesterday is that his retirement did not last long. Khalil's reportedly heading to the New York Jets after signing a one-year deal for $8.4 million. Khalil's a 5-time Pro Bowl selection and a 2-time first-team All-Pro. He had retired after last season following a 12-year run with the Panthers. On the PGA Tour, Byung-Hun An and Sungjae Im each shot 8-under par 62s yesterday to share the lead after one round at the Wyndham Championship. Mackenzie Hughes, Rory Sabatini, Patrick Rogers, and Johnson Wagner are all tied for third, one stroke behind the leaders, with a group of 9 more golfers tied 2 shots behind the leaders. The Wyndham Championship is the final PGA Tour event before the FedEx Cup playoffs begin. Round 2 got started at 6 o'clock this morning. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-1 in a game that was shortened to 7 innings because of rain. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman hit a first-inning 3-run moonshot to put the Braves ahead early.
Swing and a high fly ball hit deep toward left field. That ball is to the track. That ball is gone. Opposite field home run.
In the 6th inning, outfielder Adam Duvall hit a solo home run, his 5th homer in 6 games since Atlanta recalled him from the minor leagues.
And a high fly ball is hammered by Duvall. Did he do it again? He's done it again. Way out of here for Duvall.
Those calls from the Atlanta Braves network on Fox Sports Southeast. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried allowed only 1 run in 6 innings for his 12th win of the year. In other games, JT Realmuto hit a 3-run homer, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat San Francisco 10-2. St. Louis shut out the Chicago Cubs 8-0 to retake a 1-game lead in the NL Central Division. And Will Smith hit a grand slam, his 2nd straight game with a homer, leading the LA Dodgers past San Diego 8-2. In the win, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw passed Sandy Koufax for third most strikeouts in Dodgers history. In the American League, Garrett Cole allowed one run in seven innings, leading Houston past Cleveland 7-1. Tampa Bay completed a three-game sweep of the Boston Red Sox with a 9-4 win. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit two home runs, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Baltimore 11-2. In interleague play, Miami beat Minnesota 5-4 in 12 innings. The New York Mets shut out the Chicago White Sox 4-0, and Oakland beat Milwaukee 5-3. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears were shut out 6-0 by the Jackson Generals in their road series opener. Bay Bears have lost 5 in a row and 14 of their last 15 games. They'll try to end that streak tonight in Jackson, Tennessee. First pitch is at 6:05. The 2019 Babe Ruth Baseball 16-18-year-old World Series, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority, begins today right here in Mobile. Most of the tournament will be played at Jacobs Field on the University of Mobile campus, but since Mobile's making history this year, one game tonight will be played at Hank Aaron Stadium. Beginning at 7 o'clock, they'll hold the opening ceremony festivities, followed by the Alabama Raw Dogs taking on China. After that, they'll have a fireworks show at the Hank. This is the first time that China baseball has played a game in the state of Alabama and the first time that China's competed in the 16-18 Babe Ruth World Series. The tournament will run through next Friday, August the 9th. For more information, visit BabeRuthWorldSeries.org. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, by the way, are tickets 10% more for the game against China?
Yes, the president is directly tariffing. No, tickets are not extra because of our trade war with China.
Just checking. All right, be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning for the spring of Toyota.com traffic center. Wrapping up accidents at South Water Street and Dolphin Street and Gale Street between Virginia and Miami. Both those are going to be without injuries. Pretty good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway through Mobile. No major backups or delays and no other accidents in the roadways. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveway too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Across the bay this morning, authorities are working to learn more about the death of a 31-year-old man, and they need your help. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office confirms the body of Chad William Batterson of Robertsdale was found in a wooded area June 9th off Highway 104 and McPhillips Road in Silver Hill. After investigating, the body was taken to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences for an autopsy, and that autopsy revealed the manner of death was suicide. suicide. Law enforcement is asking anyone who came into contact with Batterson on or before June 9th to contact them at 251-972-8589 and reminding you that you know of someone who is talking about suicide to give them the following number, 251-431-5111. That's the number to Lifeline's Family Counseling Center of Mobile. Their 1-800 number is 1-800-293-1117. On this Friday, great news for you. If you've been missing, the Mellow Mushroom Restaurant, which was located in Midtown at the Loop. Now, no, they're not coming back to that location, but we now know a lease has been signed this week by a group intending to open a Mexican restaurant called Bariachi. The real estate company involved says the lease was taken out by a group of investors, with some of those investors already having a stake in other restaurants in the local area. As for the new restaurant, they're looking to open sometime around October 1st or so. Now, 4 months ago, the Mellow Mushroom Restaurant at the Loop vacated that space, and many have been wondering who or what would take up shop at that Airport Boulevard location. So get this. With a new restaurant coming soon, expect a new menu and more jobs coming our way. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. It's a Friday, so we find out what's cooking when we talk to our buddy Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. You know, I love this time of the day, okay?
Yep. Getting started with a Friday here, and you've got dessert on the menu. You said a dessert so easy, even I could make it.
Well, I didn't want to give you too much praise there, but, you know, wanted to simplify it enough so you didn't feel left out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just trying to pronounce it. What is this? Blackberry brulee with what?
Mascarpone cream.
Okay. How does that work?
Well, man, this is good stuff. See, Uncle Bill said it's going to rain so bad this weekend that we got to go indoors. You know, what better way to kick in the weather than to eat a nice blackberry brulee with some mascarpone cream?
Okay.
You know? All right, I get me about a pound or so of blackberries, you know, and really good stuff, and I get me about a half a pound of mascarpone cheese, and I get me some powdered sugar, and just a big nice egg yolk, you know, and a little bit of vanilla bean. If you don't want to spend the money on vanilla bean, because it's like gold, you got to cash in one of your gold bars to buy you some vanilla bean. Just get you some vanilla extract, that'd be good. But what I do is I get the blackberries and I wash them real good, and I lay them in the bottom of a nice glass little Pyrex bacon dish, you know. And then I whisk together the mascarpone cheese and the powdered sugar and the egg yolk and my vanilla. And then I just take and I whip it up really, really good to the smooth, you know. And then I just spoon it over the mixture of the berries, you know, and I just spread it all around, that kind of stuff. And I basically put it in the oven at about 450 degrees for about 10 minutes. It'll start browning on the top, you know, like you would like a creme brulee, you know. It'll start browning for you up there. And then you can, you take it out, cool it just a little bit, and serve it warm, you know, and you eat it up, and it sounds good. I just take my fork, and I just start digging into it, you know. Like, I don't even put it on a plate. But you know, if you want to be civilized, go and put it on a plate.
All right, and if you came and prepared it for us, you'd put it on a plate with Naaman's Catering.
Oh, yeah. I got to have a little bit of class when I come to your house, man. I can't be classless, you know. So.
Walk us through that. How do we get you to come out and do this or the other hundreds of recipes with Naaman's Catering?
Well, you know, listen, I already got the football fever. You know, my legs are trembling, man. I'm staying up all night long looking for highlights on ESPN for last year's football season, getting that emotional feeling going on, you know. So I got football season, holiday season. Chris, people calling me for Christmas already. I said, it's just August. They say, I know, I want to get on your calendar. That's okay. That's all right. But anyhow, you can call me 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namenscatering.com. I'm going to dust off my tailgate packages and get them ready to go. You know, I'm all excited. We got the We Make You Bake stuff. So, like, if you just want a pound of chicken salad, you can call us at 473-3900. We'll make you a fresh batch. You can come pick it up. We'll make you all kind of stuff. So We Make You Bake. It's a pickup type menu, but we're doing it every day, all day long. It don't matter what time of the day you call me. How about that?
That's great stuff. Alec Naaman and What's Cooking. Man, we will talk to you next week.
Hey, man, I got to do one more thing because it's that time of the year. Go Jack!
There we go. And with that, we'll get starting eating some brulee over the weekend. Thank you, Alec. Coming back, hour number three, Senator Doug Jones joins us next.